Rick Simpson, welcome to the show. We want to just quickly give a quick capsule in these final few minutes of the broadcast about hemp oil and its effect on cancer. So, Ian, if you have anything you'd like to ask or get Rick to explain specifically, go for your life.
Yeah. This is an honor again, Rick. We spoke once before. I'm trying to get some funds together so I can finish iCureCancer.com, the documentary part two, so I can come out and see you. If not, Vinny said that he can probably hook you and I up on a Skype thing and we can record it that way, worst case scenario. But I was good. It's ironic that we're able to get a hold of you because you were going to be one of my last points about the hemp oil. You made an amazing documentary called Run from the Cure, which I refer to people all the time, how you were basically ousted by the Canadian government. You did all the right things to try and get the right people to realize that, hey, we've got something that works here. Then you found out, like Dr. Royal Raymond Rife did and many other people that came up with cancer cures over the years, they don't want them. But you've discovered, and maybe you can give us, the listeners, in a nutshell, what hemp oil does for people that have cancer.
Well, basically, it does everything. It's the only sensible treatment that I know of for cancer. I mean, beyond eating good food and all the rest of it. But, I mean, if you have a serious cancer, the ultimate answer is the oil. There's no question. I mean, what the medical system is doing to people with their chemo and radiation, that's just ultimate madness. And where, if you go on the internet today, I mean, there's so many video clips up there, you know, detailing, you know, what this oil has done for people. You know, it is the ultimate medicine. I don't care what you have, what disease, take the oil. If the oil doesn't work for you, you're probably never going to find anything that will. You know, this is the greatest healer, you know, in the world, and it's the greatest healer in nature, and it's harmless, non-addictive. We have to be insane not to be using this medicine.
And it's all about the cannabinoids, right?
Oh, yes. That's the whole thing, and this is what I've been trying to pound through people's heads, you know. My process is very simple.
No pun intended.
No, but I mean, all I'm doing, I'm just taking a good solvent, and I'm simply washing the medicinal resins off the hemp plant. Then I'm filtering them, and then I'm boiling the resin off, and that leaves you with the essential oil, which is truly, it's like a thick grease. The resins, when they get cooler, they're like a thick grease because they're resin. But that is the most medicinal aspect of the hemp plant. You know, some people go on about chlorophyll and all this nonsense. Well, good luck with the chlorophyll. But I'm after the resin, and that's what's killing the cancer and healing all these other diseases. And there is just no medicine on earth like it. And in a very short time, brother, you know, they can't stop this. It's coming out. The people are going to have their medicine. And as far as I'm concerned, to hell with these governments. They're not representing us. It's time for a huge change in this planet.
No,
they can't stop it because it's literally coming out of the ground.
That's right. Grassroots as they come, brother.
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick, Rick. Now that California and I think a number of other states have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes, is there places that you can just go and buy this hemp oil?
Well, oh, yes, in the States, there's quite a few of the dispensaries. They're all selling what, you know, the RSO now. Thanks to Jack Herer. I mean, Jack was the one that hung that term on the oil himself. And one night I was talking to Jack, and I said, you know, he started calling it Rick Simpson oil. And I said, Jack, I said, look, it's hemp oil. And he came back at me, and he said, well, aren't you Rick Simpson? And I said, okay, Jack. Well, you couldn't argue with Jack Herer. But right. It, from what I understand, it's one of the hottest selling commodities in America right now.
Wow. Okay, so that's good to know because I had somebody ask me recently if, because I always recommend your documentary and hemp oil, but I say yeah, I'm not sure where to get it. I don't know where to get it legally.
Well, there's a problem here, though. I mean, there's so many people manufacturing the oil in so many different ways. You know, the method we showed people was very simple, down to earth, take a rice cooker, you know, some solvent, make your own medicine. And it works wonderfully. But you got so many people, they turned it into a racket now. I mean, there are good people out there that do produce good medicinal oils, and they're healing people left and right. But there are also people out there that are making lower-grade oils and calling them the Rick Simpson oil, and the public are being duped into buying them. And that has become a real concern to me. You know, to me, when you look at medicine, it's all about purity. The more powerful, the better. And my oils have been tested. you know, right in Hebrew University in Jerusalem by the very top experts in this field. And they always hit into the 97-98% range. I don't know of anybody else's oil that goes into that range, and that's the range that's needed for medicine.
Is there a way to find out that we're getting yours, that good type, and not some other type?
Well, you know, you can almost tell by the effects of it. You know, I smoke pot, so it's no big deal to me. But, I mean, all I do, I take a little bit of that oil, and I put it on a cigarette paper, put a little bit of tobacco with it. And when I take two puffs off of good oil, I'm in the bathroom, my eyes are running, I'm coughing up my guts, because this is what it does to you. The most powerful oils do this, and that's what I look for. And then usually, if you eat the oil, within about 45 minutes, you start getting this very heavy sleepy effect. You know, and that's exactly what you want for healing. The oil's telling you to go to bed. And sometimes people fight that feeling, you know, because they don't understand it. And that causes anxiety. So I tell people, look, just relax and go with it. You're taking the most harmless medication on earth. You know, you're not going to die from this. This is not pharmaceuticals. So it's more of a matter of relaxing.
Some sheriff one time called into his dispatch, and him and his wife had just eaten these really, really strong cookies, and he says, I'm really afraid that we're both going to die because everything seems to be going really, really, slow. Really slow.
I can believe it, Vinny. I can believe it, brother. You know, people are so naive about this subject, and they think it's going to do them harm. You know, my God, this is the safest medicine on earth. You know, worldwide, thousands of people die from aspirin every year. You know, but this hemp medicine kills no one.
Look at the warning labels, okay? Ever look at the warning labels on pharmaceutical drugs? It's like debilitating stomach cramps, holes in your brain, liver failure, or whatever. Then you have a look at the warning signs and the dangerous things that weed can do for you. You feel sleepy and possibly hungry.
Hey, let me ask you.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the broadcast, so guys, I'd love it if you could just quickly plug your websites, and unfortunately that's all we've got time for, but if you have time after this as well, after every show we have a conversation with the diehard listeners on Skype, so if you want to join us there as well, if you have some free time, you're more than welcome. So just go ahead and plug your websites there, gentlemen.
Well, my name is Rick Simpson, and the website we have is called phoenixtears.ca. And there you'll find information on how you can produce your own medicine and how you should take it, the dosage, everything. So by all means, if you have an illness, please go there and find the cure.
Right on. I'm Ian Jacklin. You can go to ianjacklin.com. And then the main site for the cancer is icurecancer.com, where there's plenty of videos and information. And you can get a copy of my documentary, icurecancer.com, which explains the difference between alternative and Western methods.